nice, isn't it? Praise the Lord. You can bring up the lights just a little bit, Brother Jesse. As we stay in this frame of mind, this is what a Holy Ghost meeting is all about. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Someone says, you know, it's all about, you just stay right where you are. It's all about just seeking the presence of God and getting, you know, one service a week where there's just really no agenda other than just to worship Him and to seek His presence and find out what the heart of God is. Amen. And I believe the heart of God is calling people to intimacy with Him. You know, that it really costs something to be intimate with God. You know, that it really, that He is seeking, you can turn the lights on, He is seeking people, you know, just to take time, you know, just to honor Him, just to reverence Him, and just to put Him first. You know, and it doesn't mean you have to be stuck up in a church all day long, no matter what you do. Not unless God's called you to do that, amen? But, you know, it's just like whenever you feel the prompting or the yielding, you know, or the wooing of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, submit. Amen? You ever heard the song, every time I feel the Spirit, I'll move? Whenever God, you feel the wooing of the Holy Spirit on your heart, just yield. Because I can discern from this meeting tonight that God's saying to us, listen, I really want to be with you. Y'all can come out of there. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So say intimacy. Intimacy with God. We don't need to be in front of you long because we can pick right back up where we left off. Somebody say, amen. Say, amen. Amen. You can do better than that. Amen. We can just pick it right where... right off where we left up. Ooh, what a blessing for those that have the faith. What a blessing it is for those that have the faith to yield to the Holy Spirit or to come when God calls. Somebody say amen. Listen, go here. Go to Proverbs chapter 8. Hallelujah. Rabadadalusta breketeni dik, Frabadang, das Franda du luk vrem de stende brom de da ai. Brong du stem denke chene de hushaha. Letta da hutera. Rebe de du ustana no vra kantani kana ban hulu lo poshikera. Braka tofa siki hichi kia. Frufto samaha. Bring a day stem break a teleduta. Fraka tale de stem racha tele de stem broku frota. Fretta. Retta stem bring a chin in a handa. Bru fatale little bricka chene deliverata da indi kachubra ha. Rundo singrandi kachene brato tola de kachala da asht. Rando la labon reni kachavava du sebra kachene de hand de la huvra. Randa husa hai. Nasa nahanda. Nasa nahanda hasted a hada hada da hotela hudu vrikichi hi. Ho 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 shala ha ha ha. Lang rando husa da ha. Did not do what I said I would do. Did not do what I said I would do. Look now, look even now, I will do more. I need you to believe me again. I need you to trust me again. I need you to believe and trust me again that I might be able to do more in your life. Yea, even now is a time of seed. Yea, even now is a time that I'm calling those that know me, those that love me, to come close, that I might whisper in their ear things to come. Places to go. That I might reveal to them the future. That they might see my plan as they hear my voice and develop their faith to bring the miracle into manifestation. No, there is a call. It goes out to all. But very few heed. Very few have the faith to heed. But those that do, I have not seen nor ear have heard the good that I have in store for them, but I want to reveal it to them. That's why I'm calling them close, that I might reveal the good that I have in store for them. This is the hour, this is the day when the righteous shall shine. They'll shine brighter, brighter, brighter as the world grows darker. Calling up to a higher place, for I'm coming down. Get ready. Heed, hear and heed your order. Hear and heed your orders. Listen to the orchestrator. The music is playing. For those that yield their heart, for those that yield their heart to me, will be able to follow me and be in peace and do the miraculous and live in the miraculous and move in the supernatural. For my presence will be intense, and the weight of my glory, that I will whisper, and the people will obey. That I will whisper, and the people will obey. For we'll be one. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise God. Praise the Lord. Say it again. Praise the Lord. I said, go to Proverbs. What chapter was it? 7. Proverbs chapter 8. He ko sata semedesh talebrata tu ustadhi. Horamando no do who sate the hanaha. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. Hallelujah. Oh, my. God's got something in store. It just keeps getting good, keeps getting better and better all the time, doesn't it? I love them that do what? I love them that love me. And those that what?
Seek me early.
will do what? Somebody say, praise God. God says he will love those that love him, and those that seek him early will find him. Oh, praise the Lord. I didn't even know. He just said, go here. I didn't even know half the stuff that was right there. And we're sitting up here calling that early morning revival in January. Amen. Somebody say, you'll find the Lord when you seek him in the morning. What does seek him early means? Before everything, when he has precedence over your day or over whatever. If you seek him early, you'll find God in him. If you seek him early in your business affairs, you'll find him in the outer end. Amen. If you seek him early in everything, don't wait till you get in trouble to seek God. Seek him before anything gets going. Amen. Somebody say, start to seek God in the beginning, and you'll find him in the end. Oh, glory to God. I believe this year to come. I believe this is a very prophetic meeting, but I believe this year to come is one that will see Jesus. And I believe that's why God's telling us in the very beginning part of this year, seek me. Seek me. God wants to show up and manifest himself and reveal his glory. God says, listen, he'll appear for those, and he'll come back and get those that love or await his what? Appearing. Yeah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on and pray in the Holy Ghost. Get this on the inside of your spirit. Those that seek God early will find him. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, go a little bit before that. In verse 11, it says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. That's Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. For the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. And by me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, double riches in righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. The Lord possessed me in the beginnings of my way. Somebody say, early. Circle that. That's what he's talking about. Those that seek me early shall find me. Listen, the Lord possessed me. Somebody say, I'm ready to be possessed of God. If God can arrest you in the beginning stages of any project, guess what? Something good will happen to you. Somebody say, arrest me, Holy Ghost. See, when God starts to call you, want to get your mind on this, you want to get your mind on that, you want to roll on this, and then God says, no, I want to possess all your time. I want to possess your mind. I want to have you. Somebody says, I just can't stop thinking about Jesus. Why? The Lord possessed me early. How many want to be possessed by God early? Say, Lord, I'm yours. I can't get this going. All I got going is Jesus. That's all right. God wants to possess you that he might be able to do great things for you and through you in the latter end. But you have not yielded yourself to the Holy Ghost in that area. He said, God, I've given you just about everything, and I'm ready to run away. And God says, no, I want to possess you. I want to be your total source. I want you to hear me when I whisper. When you sense my spirit walking through the house, I want you to be able to discern it. So say, I want to be possessed with the presence and glory of God. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of my ways. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or even the earth was. When there was no depths, I was, somebody say, Jesus. I was brought forth when there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before hills were brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. Jesus is coming. Do you hear what I'm saying? Jesus is coming. Oh, Father. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he sent a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him and one brought up with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. My delights are with the sons of men. Somebody say, my delights are with the sons of men. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is here tonight. I can discern the spirit of tonight's meeting when God says, I want to be with you. I love you. I'm calling you more intimately. I want to be around you. Why would God want to say that? Why? Listen, because he says, listen, my delight is to be with the sons of men. God delights to fellowship with you. He delights to be around you. That's what God loves. Somebody say, God loves hanging around me. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Some say, just stay on course. You want to be blessed? Stay on course. Watch. You want to be blessed? Stay on course with the word of God, with the plan of God, with the wisdom of God, and you'll end up blessed. Stay on track. Somebody say amen. Stay with the word. Stay with the plan of God. I don't care what happens along the way. In the latter end, you'll end up blessed. Job had to stay on course with the word of God for his life, even though at one point he was in a pit someplace, wasn't it? Joseph was in a pit, in a hole. They dug a hole and threw him down there. Amen. God had told him, listen, I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to do all these things for you. You'll be above all your brothers. Told that to Joseph, then all of a sudden on the plan God says something, he gets stuck in a hole someplace. So say, if I'm on my way out, what am I doing down here in this hole? God has got a plan, and at times the way up is down. Glory to God, but if God said it, you're going to get there. I don't care if you have to go through Egypt. I don't care if you have to go through hell and high water. If God says you're going to get there, you're going to get there. God's going to get you what he said he's going to do for you. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Oh, thank you. Blessed are they that keep his ways. So while you're going through stuff, while you're experiencing things, keep the way of God. Amen. Keep the same confession. Amen. Sing the same song in the hole as when you're in the palace. Somebody say, keep the ways. Keep the same shout. Amen. When you're loaded with riches untold or when you got $5 in your pocket. Somebody say, sing the same song. Keep the ways of God. Keep the same confession. Glory, everything's going to be all right. God will get you there. You're not going to get there by the strength of your own hand, by your own understanding. You're going to get there by trusting in Jesus, amen, and loving God, and closing your eyes to circumstances and things, and just being obedient. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Jesus will take you where he wants you to go. Listen, hear instructions and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Some say watching. See, there are a lot of people who want to be blessed, but they don't want to watch. Woo! It's the truth. There are a lot of people that want to be blessed, but they don't want to watch. You've got to watch your blessing. See, we get in just a little bit for something to happen, and as soon as it happens, we stop looking. Amen. We go tracing everything else. Amen. Watch daily. Watch until Jesus comes. Keep watching for the Lord. Don't ever take your eyes off Jesus. Don't even let riches cause you to take your eyes off Jesus. Amen. Let riches keep its eye on you, and you keep your eye on Jesus. Prosperity and riches and all those things will follow you as you follow Jesus. So stop following it. Somebody say, praise God. Blessed is the man. See, blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Amen. You might got some money, but it's going to have some sorrow on the latter end if God didn't give it to you. Amen. If God didn't give it to you, you can't keep it. Amen. I'm going to tell you that straight up. I don't care how much you got. Amen. If it didn't come from the Holy Ghost, you didn't get it by patience and enduring. Glory to God. You're going to be just as broke. Amen. In the latter end, I've seen it. Someone say, easy come, easy go. But when you get it by faith, amen, and endurance and patience and godliness, guess what? It ain't going to go nowhere. You can buy that house, amen, and lose everything you got and still be sitting right there. Amen. It's because you got it by faith. Oh, glory. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. God will sustain you when you do it the right way. Amen. Ooh, this is good tonight. I'm enjoying myself. Blessed is the man that heareth me watching sometime. Watching when I don't have anything else to do. See, you can be any kind of way you want to, but if you want to be blessed, you got to watch daily. It's not every other day. It's not just on church days. You got to get your butt in the Word every day and watch for the Holy Ghost. Watch for His voice. Amen. Watch for His Spirit. Amen. Watch for the leading of God. Amen. Open up the book. Somebody say daily. Daily people that do things daily and consistently are going to be able to pull results from God. But inconsistency and instability, guess what? Every time you stop, as soon as you start back again, you go right back to square one. I tried it 3 weeks ago, then I just gave up. Well, as soon as you start trying again, you go right back to the beginning. Amen. Ain't no teacher going to get sick of you. Some of us went to school. Amen. Them teachers were so sick of seeing you in that class, they just passed you to get you out of there. Amen. So just pass them and move them on. I don't want to see her no more. I mean, I'm going to pass her on. But it's not that way with God. It's not over till you get it right. So you're going to have to bite down, amen, and just walk through that thing and get what God wants you to have. Blessed is the man that watches daily. Where? Where? I'm going to watch my way? No, you got to watch at His gates, at His doorpost. Somebody say, you got to get up and get on His terms. See, there are a lot of people that want to do God's thing, their terms. I'm on my way. Quick, let me, oh God, just follow me, Jesus. Come on, we got to roll. If you're going to be with me today, we're going to have to roll. I'm doing this today, and if we're going to be tight, Jesus, you're going to have to go with me. That's how we live sometimes, you know. I invited him to go. If you want to go, come on, go. You got something to say, get in the car. Let's go. We got to roll. But that's not how you get blessed. I mean, you got to get blessed. You got to watch where? At His day, His gates. Holy Ghost, where are you going today? What are you doing today? Where do you want me to go? Amen. Hallelujah. Whoso findeth me, whosoever findeth what? A new stock tip. And that he's talking to me. I'm talking to myself tonight. Y'all thought I was talking about my friend Dean. I'm talking to myself. Amen. Whoso findeth a good job? Huh? Whoso findeth a good deal on a house? Whoso findeth a good woman? Whoso findeth a good man? Everybody's looking for something, trying to find some life. Come on, I'm going to put this on and go find me a piece of life. This man going to take care of all my needs. Whoso findeth what? If you want to find a life, stop looking everywhere. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. You'll be just as dead with your clothes, amen, with a new jacket, new shirt, and all the money you're believing for as you were when you didn't have it. Look to Jesus, and He will give you life. It's only Jesus that gives life. Amen. Whoso findeth me finds life. Didn't say whoso finds what I give him. Whoso finds what I can do. There are a lot of people that find out that Jesus can do things, He can perform things, He can do all those things. That's really nice. They'll get to get all those miracles, but they never yet have life. You only find life as you find Jesus. As you heard with the meditation once tonight, I want to be with you more intimately. When you find Jesus, that's where life begins. You can be in church all your life, getting blessed all your life, and never really find what it's to know Jesus on an intimate basis. Watching daily. Somebody say daily. At my gates, waiting. Somebody say where? Waiting where? At my post, at the post of my door. Some of us can't wait for 15 minutes. You know, some of us can't wait. Just make me so darn mad with some people. They would wait. I mean, boy, they would wait to get into a baseball. They would wait for Michael Jackson tickets all night long. But you let church run 5 minutes over the clock, they ready to tear the place down. Come on. What they taking so long for? You let that second verse of that song go. You let them sing that verse one more time. I'd like to break that keyboard over his head. Oh, come on. Don't think I don't know. Why they gotta sing it over and over again? We're gonna be here all night long. You know, and God's been waiting on you patiently. He's been waiting for you to get your stuff together for years. Calling you to prayer. It's been taking you years to get stuff. Lord, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, we want God to be so patient with us about every little thing. I'll come to church. Jesus, I'll get it together after a while. But when it comes to God, no, he better do it quick. If you got something to say to me, you better get it out. It better be in 15 minutes with real clear communication. Some say waiting patiently at my post, doorpost. See, a lot of people, if you don't know how to wait on God, see, you got to learn to get into meetings like Holy Ghost meetings where just whatever rolls with it. You just got to bask in his presence. He not saying anything, wait a little bit longer. They used to have waiting services. People used to, church I grew up when they had tarry services, and some things about it were kind of negative. But some of the things were really positive in those meetings where we just waited on the Holy Ghost. We didn't make anything happen. We waited for him. Sat there quietly and waited for the Lord to move. Lord, I'm going to sit here and wait for you. I'm going to wait. I don't care if it takes all night long. We're going to wait. We're going to pray and wait for the Spirit of God to show up. If he doesn't show up, we're not going to put on our own show. We're not going to get loud. Amen. We're just going to wait on. See, you, if you got real faith, you can wait. If you don't have any faith, you're going to say, well, I don't think he's going to show up, so somebody better get the costume on. Jesus might not come. Holy Ghost might not show up, so let's start acting like it. Anybody seen Lucy when she's trying to act like somebody in the kitchen that wasn't in the kitchen? Glory to God. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain what? What shall you obtain? Favor of the Lord. I'd rather have favor, have God owe me favor, than me get out there in the flesh and have me owe everybody else. People that don't have God's favor owe everybody. When you have favor, that means God wants to do something for you. I owe you a favor. I owe you a favor. Amen. When you wait on God, God says, listen, I'll owe you. I'll be your back. Amen. But there are a lot of people that get out there in the flesh. Amen. They get out there in the flesh and they're indebted to everybody. And it might not be just financially they're indebted, you know. Well, this one got this for me. This one told me about this one. This one didn't turn me on to that. I wouldn't have. You owe everybody, you know. You ever met people do stuff for you, then you owe them forever? You know, I don't want you. Come on. That's not the way it is with God. When you wait on God and you seek the Lord, amen, God says, listen, do you want, listen. He said, oh, no man, anything only love. Wait on the Lord, and he will put you there where God puts you. Nobody can take you down. I'm getting there. Amen. He that sinneth against me, who some say sin, sins, wrongeth his own soul. They that hate me, some, if you hate the Lord, some say hate the Lord. I mean, and if God makes you wait and you just can't stand waiting and you just hate that, I just hate it when they just go on and on. The Spirit of God moves. Why don't they shut up so we can get home? I just hate the way God moves. I just hate the way it goes sometimes. Those that hate the Lord. You hear what I'm saying? Those that hate wisdom, hate the way that God does things, hate the plan of God. There are some people that hate the way that God, some people hate the life of faith. They hate that they have to believe for anything. They're mad about the way God set it up. They're mad about the fact they have to pray in the Holy Ghost. Mad about the fact they have to read the Word. I've met people. I'm a pastor. I meet people like that. You tell them what they got to do that requires life, they're mad about it. I got to be nice, and you want to just tell them. You want to just tell them, well, go and go to hell. Don't be mad. Just go on and be happy and go to hell.
You ever met people got this good life, this is a good life, and everything good about it they all mad about? Be happy to go to heaven or go straight to hell. I'm serious. And I guarantee the happy ones will go. Amen. How many of you just can't wait to invite somebody to your party that don't want to be there? People can't stand church and want to go to heaven. I mean, and in heaven they're singing around the throne all the time, throughout all eternity. I mean, that would be hell for you if you can't take it here. Heaven would be hell. All them angels never shut up. Angels sing the same thing over and over again. Holy is the Lord who was, is, and soon to come. Who was and is and soon to come. Then they sing it again. Then they sing it again. You better rethink heaven. Either recondition your mind or rethink heaven. When is this temple service going to be over? Oh, it must be a Holy Ghost. When God starts talking about time and waiting on him, that means he's ready to do something. And he's conditioning you for what he's about to do. I've heard messages before, and I know where he's kind of leading in this message. You got to learn to wait on God no matter how long he takes. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those that hate the Lord, hate him, love death. You got to love the way that God does things. And listen, when you hate it, if you love God, you'll obey God. If you hate God, you'll disobey God. That's how he tells. Those that love me, obey me. So it means those that hate me, disobey me. Amen. If God's constantly got to ask you to do something, you know, if you love somebody, if I fell in love with one of y'all, you know, and I, you know, we were just supposed to have, you know, everything, they say, can you get me a glass of water? Yes, dear, I'll be right there. I'll get your water. Will you take me? I'm sure when y'all were dating, whatever she asked you to do, maybe, amen, you were ready. I mean, you just did it. I love flowers, and the flower was right there. When you really care about people, you do stuff for them, you know? But when they don't matter that much to you, will you get me a coke? Stay right over there. You can go get it yourself. Soon as I get off the phone. Come on. You can tell. Come, talk is cheap. You can tell when somebody loves you by what. Come on. It's the same way with God. If you love God, you're going to obey God. So listen, he don't want you to sing a song to him all the time. He wants you to obey him and sing as you obey. We want to be disobedient singing. Come on. This is good. Those that love God, obey God. Those that love me, I will love. Listen, and those that hate God, love death. Disobedient people love death. Why do they keep disobeying? Because they love having their life messed up. They like it. And you just got to let them have their way sometimes. There are some people that love stuff messed up. If they got peace for 2 weeks, I mean, they were upset. They love turmoil. They enjoy it that way. I'm bringing it on. Hallelujah. Those, listen, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. You ever heard people say, now that's wrong? I tell you what, there's some people you need to look at them and just say, what you doing to your soul? That's just wrong. Everybody say, that's wrong. Everybody say it real loud. That's just wrong. Why don't you just live right so things can get better? Love that. Last statement. It's only, is that 10, 11? Is it 10, 11? Jesse Dickinson's got my clock right up there. He got right there. He's going to give me some glass. I can see it. 10, 10. Listen. This is what I heard by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost tonight. Besides when we were worshiping, I went in, getting prepared and getting ready. And God was dealing with me in this area. He said, producer. Everybody say the word producer. How many of you know what a producer is? The Holy Ghost is a producer. God is ready to put on a show. He's putting together a production. This is what I'm discerning in my spirit. He's putting together a production. And he said, I'm sending to you a producer, the Holy Ghost. And as you obey that producer, when you get a producer on the set, he just, you know, he hires people. He says, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. That man, he orchestrates. He orchestrates things so that we could have a good product. And just like the Holy Ghost, most of the time when you think of a movie, you don't think about who the producer was. Anybody seen the movie Steel Magnolias? Who was in that movie? Steel Magnolias. Anybody know who was in the movie Steel Magnolia? Shirley MacLaine? Julia Roberts? Who is the producer of that movie? Gone with the Wind. Who was in Gone with the Wind? Clark Gable. Who produced that movie? The Wizard of the Oz. Who was in The Wizard of the Oz? Julie Garland. She said, no, that was The Wiz, dear. All right.
Okay.
Now, in that movie, who was the producer of The Wizard of Oz? Crooklyn. Who was in Crooklyn? We don't know. But in all those movies, you know who the actors were and who was a star, right? You know all the stars. But you don't know the producer who did the most work, who also got the most money. That's what it is with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will do some things. He's behind the scenes orchestrating everything, and as we obey him, he won't take any of the credit. Jesus gets all the credit. The Holy Ghost wants to produce some things in your life. Amen. That Jesus might receive all the glory. So that's why you need to be sensitive when the producer comes to your house. When the Holy Spirit unction comes to your house, or the anointing comes, say, I want you to do this. He is the what? Producer. He's working with all the elements, all the different actors, all the people that play in the part. Amen. He's in complete control. He knows the big picture, and he will tell you what your little part is so that you will come out winning victorious in the end. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Seek Jesus. Seek Jesus with all of your heart and watch God do something great in your life. Amen. But also expect the Holy Ghost, our what? Producer. Now we'll be ministering in this area in this next season. Amen. Getting to know the Holy Ghost as the producer in our life. If you want to bring forth fruit, produce. Amen. Fruitfulness. Somebody say productivity. Amen. Productivity comes when you work with your unseen producer. Hallelujah. He'll make you a star. What do you mean he'll make you a star? Glorify you. When you do what the Holy Ghost tells you to do, and the end result is you'll have the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Not that you want to be, you know, you just will be shining with the presence of God. He will receive all the glory in your life. He will produce Christ in you. He'll help you act the part. Glory to God. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. We're blessed enough to receive an offering tonight. How many of you are glad about that? Amen. How many are ready to bring forth fruit? Amen. We are announcing a big meeting that everybody needs to participate in. If you're going to gripe about it, stay home. Amen. But listen, the first month of January, I want it. January 2002, I want it. We're going to run a revival that month for at least 21 days, but it will be in the morning. It will be a morning revival. If you need vehicle, we can work. You have to mark your calendar right now and don't set everything up. We're going to do a morning revival every morning from 5 o'clock in the morning until 6:30. In that month, if you do the whole month, you'll go through the entire New Testament Psalms and Proverbs, but you will also be able to break habits. By the end of that 30-day, that 21-day revival, you will never be the same again. If you seek God early, you will find him. Many of you had so many bad years, because you never took time to stop and give the year to Jesus. Give Jesus the first month and watch those other months. You got 11 more months after that to mess up. Amen. So give the Lord one. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to try to do that. But you know how you try to do that? You mark it out. Say, if the Lord should tarry, January 6, 5 o'clock to 6:30, I'm going to be a part of that morning revival. And I will never be the same again. And there are no excuses. Ain't nobody going to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I don't even want to hear it. Amen. Who going to work at 5 o'clock in the morning? Bell goes to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. But nobody else said, I had to work last night. Jesse's at work at 5 in the morning. Okay. Jesse's at work at 5 in the morning on Smarty Pants. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're expecting something good to happen, shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. January 1st is when it starts. Yes, dear. Yep. New Year's morning. Well, maybe we can do that on, yeah, maybe we can start on the 2nd. Maybe we can start on the 2nd. 30 days ago, or yeah. Because I know y'all be up partying. We should have service on that night, but we've never had good New Year's Eve services here, and we're going to change that this year. We got to do something. We had maybe one, but they've never quite been, quite been there. We got to do something about that this year. Is that all right? Hallelujah, get it to happen. Bring a screaming preacher in here or something. Not rent Rick James. All right, that's the end of church. Come on, Brother Rick. No, I'm joking. See, y'all all offended. Hallelujah. What? Isn't he in jail? Is he in jail? He got out of jail. The Lord set him free. Huh? No. He doesn't have a ministry, dear. Wasn't it fun tonight? Hallelujah. Did y'all learn anything? How many of y'all going to be here for Sunday morning service? Hallelujah. How many of y'all going to shout Sunday morning? Glory to God. Will you going to shout Sunday morning? Is your mom sick tonight? You need to go home and lay hands on her. Will you do that? Are you going to pray for her when you go home? Okay, come here. We'll pray for you and you pray for her. Come on. Come on, quick. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to see Terry in church? She just got out of jail yesterday. She'll be here every Friday night since she's on probation. We try to let service out early. She got to be in by a certain hour. Brother Will, hold that offering up high. Praise God. Someone say, I'm glad that I am a sower. And because I sow, I'll reap. I'm going to reap lots of money in Jesus' name. When I sow, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. I just caught something in my spirit just right then and right there. I just caught something in my spirit right then and that right there. I got there's a covenant promise coming to some people. Amen. You're going to be receiving resource from areas you don't know where it's coming from. Money's going to be coming to you from areas you don't know it's coming from. Where did this come from? How did this get here? How did this get here? Amen. Why? Because you sown in that area. Amen. You sown in fields. Amen. That you were not familiar with. You didn't know. Amen. You sowed in faith. Amen. You didn't understand it all. So you're going to reap in areas where you just don't understand it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, God's going to bless you beyond your own understanding. Why don't you stand up right now in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Terry, I want to pray over your situation tonight. Is that all right? Come up here and God's going to do something. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Say, my God will supply every one of my needs according to his riches in glory. I'm blessed now. Receive it right now. There it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Rabadurush. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Hallelujah. Isn't he bringing in money? You got money coming in 3 years ago. You wouldn't have thought it would have came in that area, did you? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She's teaching that girl to sew. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jane Allen looks like one of Rick James' dancers tonight. Okay, she sewed me up and beyond. Come here. God bless you, dear. You can bring that offering up if you want to, wonderful people. Can I have a hug? Oh. Wilma, I love you, dear. Here, I got some seed for you if you want to sow. We didn't have anything today, but we have it now. Hallelujah. So I'm sowing. Amen. If you got seed, take it and go to McDonald's if you can afford a Happy Meal with it. Hallelujah. If not, sow it. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Go for it. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. Isn't it good? Sister, what's your name again? You. You know why I don't know your name? Because you don't come to church that much. You're always so sweet when you come to church, but it's good to see you. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sunday morning, we got Sunday school class. Glory to Jesus. Don't forget the November, is it the 17th? Is the next church potluck. We're going to do a Thanksgiving meal that night. Is that all right? Church potluck on November the 17th. It's a Friday night. Hallelujah. November 17th is the next potluck. Are you in? Who is out of town on the 17th? Somebody is not going to be here on the 17th around that. Wilma, is that you? Okay, you're going to see Brother Benny Hinn. Hallelujah. You still believing to go to Benny Hinn? What's the holdup? Praise God. Good to see you back in church tonight, brother. Did you enjoy it tonight? Praise the Lord. It was really good. Well, y'all be blessed. And we'll see y'all on Sunday morning at 9:30. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's some good music. Play that one CD. I got that new CD. It's a little one. It's in a blue case. I think it's Lawrence Matthews. Play that whole one. You know how to play one CD through? Y'all go hear this Lawrence Matthews CD. It's nice.